downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down, this way to the kitchen.
Yo, 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 we back again, Smash and Dash Podcast. Dash here, Smash there. You did what I'm saying? You know, we're going to get into a few topics today. A little basketball this time. You know, basketball is new going on. And my team right now, we're struggling. People on my head right now, you know, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm really a LeBron fan. So wherever he at, that's what I'm rocking with. But it ain't looking, it ain't looking too good right now.
Saving. It ain't looking good for you or Saving right now, Animal. I'm going to keep it real with you. LeBron James is LeBron James. He'll forever be LeBron James. I ain't going to take nothing from him. But let's keep it real, man. Let's address the elephant in the room. Anthony Davis, man. I know that, like, back when the bubble was around, they traded for him, and, you know, they first got Anthony Davis. You know, I thought that was, like, a solid trade. I just thought that Anthony Davis was going to be getting in his bag a little different. You know what I'm saying? A couple years later now, it just seems to me like, you know, I know that, you know, as you get older, you get hurt and, you know, you just can't stay healthy. So, well, not you can't stay healthy, because it's amazing to me that LeBron, you know, in 20 years, you know, has probably missed less games than this guy has missed in 2 years. So I'm just wondering, what are the Lakers going to do, bro? Like, I mean, are you trading AD? Are you going to get rid of him? Are you trading LeBron?
Like, what do you Like, that's what I'm saying. It's been talks of who do you trade? It's out of, you could trade AD, Westbrook, LeBron, get younger or whatever like that. But I think out of everybody, I think, you know, I'm pretty sure LeBron got a no trade clause in his contract. Nah. LeBron's probably not going nowhere or whatever.
Bro, as you, like, when you think about, like, some of these people they trade away, whether it be Kuzma's, the THT's, the Caldwell Pope's, like, you know what I'm saying, the Lonzo Ball's, the Brandon Ingram's, all the dudes that they traded away to now get themselves in the position that they're at, they're all balling. Some of these dudes are all-stars, and they're, like, really, you know, the guy of their team. Like, I look at Brandon Ingram down there in New Orleans, he's hooping. Of course, he got Zion and them boys, but he's been hooping for the last couple of years, even when Zion ain't been on the court. So it's like, is it LeBron's fault? Because what we hear is the chatter that LeBron comes in, he builds a team that he wants, and then it, like, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out the way he wants. Then he wants to rebuild another team. So who's really at blame for this?
Man, you got to think, whoever putting the team together, man, them guys ain't
LeBron James. Them
guys ain't playing how he expected them to play. Are they not gelling? They're not gelling how he thought they was going to gel or whatever. So it's like, man, at some point, you got to be like, now it's time to rebuild. So, like, at the end of the day, I don't think LeBron's going nowhere. So I think in their best interest, you got to trade Westbrook and AD and see what you can get for him at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, I love Westbrook to go anywhere else and still dominate, because he's showing coming off the bench that he still can do whatever he wants, man. It's not Westbrook's fault right now. But what bothers me is that LeBron assembles these teams, and when they don't work, nobody ever points the finger at him like, man, this is who you wanted around you. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. So, like, now you got to deal with the, you know, you got to reap the benefits, what comes with it, whether they be good or bad. You got to take it. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep trading all your teammates. You did the same shit with Andrew Wiggins and Kevin Love and those boys. And, you know what I'm saying? It's in Cleveland. And look at Andy Wiggins now, balling, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Kevin Love's a little older. I mean, obviously Kevin Love's one of my guys. He's still a hooper. But what I'm saying is, like, bro, he's known for coming in and, you know, getting the guys that he wants in. And when it's not looking good, nobody's blaming him. So I don't know. I think I'm putting it on LeBron. Maybe LeBron just needs to let the GMs and the GMs be the GMs. He got to stop coaching so much and be a player. You know what I'm saying? Because that – clearly, his GM ain't really where it's at. Let's just keep it real. That man is a man when it comes to GMing. Tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And well, what you think, though? Like, bro, y'all think y'all gonna bounce back and make it or what? You think it's
I don't know. It's
based on what you've seen, do you think y'all can make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. It's a long season. You know what I'm saying? But I think at this point, it's gonna be something.
Hey, my man, stop it.
What up?
You know why I rock with you, bro? Because you rock with LeBron James like I rock with my great guy, Tom Brady. And I know. I think it's a chance. Yeah, but you see early, Tom Brady leading his Tom's the top of his division right now. So he's going as long as Tom wins, I don't care what his record look like right now, he's going to the playoffs. As of right now with 4-5 record, he leads his division. So I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm just saying it's early. It's still a chance. I ain't gonna write him off just yet. But
yeah,
like I was saying though, like it's definitely gonna have to be some trades because obviously it's not gelling how they thought it was gonna gel. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say trade both AD and Westbrook. Trade one of them or whatever like that. Just see, like, I don't know. Like shit, I don't know. But I know it's not going smooth right now. It's still early in the season. I ain't gonna write them off this early.
Yeah. Well, hey, along these topics, it's even better, man, because I just heard some of the funniest, dumbass news I've ever heard in my life. They just brought Jeff Saturday's ass off the couch to be the head coach. We're gonna stay up. I know you're probably looking, but we only talking about this because of the coaching and LeBron. So I'm gonna go on the same topic with Jeff Saturday. How the hell do you feel about this man coming off the couch, skipping all these qualified players and coaches that we know are out there that can make a difference? How do you feel about this man?
Man, that's crazy. Like, when I heard that, I'm like, wow. And then, like, once you listen to more of the interviews and more of what they're saying and stuff, they trying to say that this whole time Jeff has been a consultant with the team and stuff like that. But it's still, like, you got to look at it like, man, I know he's been a consultant, but I got all these other coaches that have been on the staff that just been in the trenches with us. So you mean to tell me, and I'm not sure how many coaches they got on the staff, but just say 10 coaches. You skipping over 10 coaches that have been in the trenches here day in, day out, and you're going to go to a guy that that was a consultant, guy that his last coaching job.
He got two years high school football.
Yeah, guy that was coaching high school football or whatever. Like, I get it. But, like, when I look at that situation, we talk about this a lot, man. Certain guys just get a lot of things handed to them. Like, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no way in the world that something going on in Tennessee they'll ever just call me, like, Chris Johnson, you the intern head coach. Like,
yeah. No, it's amazing. I don't know, 2K. Hey, you might be – You might be capping there. I seen you with our world's greatest owner, Miss Amy, and she adores you. I mean, I've never really seen an owner like that in my lifetime where you could call and she calls you back, or you could FaceTime and you FaceTime her. So, hey, I wouldn't just say that too fast, big dog. Relax.
That'll never happen.
I get it. But, Young, the fact that this man was sitting on the couch, I don't give a damn about no consultant. We ain't never heard about this man saying he want to be a head coach. He was even looking to be a head coach. And then I hear the interview, like you said yesterday, where he's like, man, I even asked Jim Irsay. Oh, man, it makes sense. I know, hey, Jim Irsay must be popping them damn perks again. That's what that is. It makes goddamn sense. Jim Irsay popping perks again, man. That big old bottle full of perks, man. It makes sense. That's the only way I can, like, really express or even come to grips with what really happening right there, man. Like you said, you got all them coaches that's been there since day one. There's a lot of coaches that's probably been there with, you know, the coach that have been fired. They probably didn't agree certainly with some of the stuff he's probably been coaching. And the fact that you can literally look at all these coaches that have been a part of this and say, you're not the guy. I'm rather gonna get a guy coming off the couch to replace you guys. Man, that says a lot. I know if I'm a coach for that organization right now, I'm looking like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be anywhere near this because obviously it's about to get blown up and he don't have no faith in us. Even look at the running back coach. He had Jonathan Taylor and, you know, probably had Jonathan Taylor have one of the greatest seasons ever last year. And you go past him and get a guy that's sitting on the couch that has no coaching experience when it comes to, I don't care about that high school. Jeff knows as well as we know. These is grown men, and they're going to be looking at him like, bro, what can you do for us for real? You getting off the couch. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear some of these stories, man. I got some little homies that play out that way, and I cannot wait to text them or get into their DMs and see what the vibe is like out there. Because I know if that was our team with me, you, Vince Young, Keith. First of all, Keith Bullock would have been like, "What in the hell, son? Like, what are you talking about? You getting who to come off the couch to coach who? Like, come on, 2K, it's absurd, man. I'm in shock still. It's amazing what you can get. Does he have a gold jacket? Is Jeff Saturday in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet, but he's going to be a first ballot. I think he's going to be a first. He got the hype and everything already. He was a great player. They already been saying that he's going to be a first ballot. So,
but
I think he is.
It's still just amazing to me, man.
Like you said, you got to think.
He got a head coaching job before Eric Bieniemy.
You looking past Reggie Wayne. Like, Reggie Wayne just, he was
the right. Reggie Wayne's a Hall of Famer receiver. You right, 2K. Yeah, to me, that's like a big slap in the face. Unless Jim Irsay, you know, has a master plan at the end of this season.
Man, Jim Irsay
right
came
now,
out.
It looks crazy, Irsay. You got to make me a believer. Right now, I think you on them perkies, man. So I'm going to keep it real with you.
Man, Jim Irsay came out and said, man, y'all, I hear what all y'all saying, but man, listen, I know how to put a football team together. I know how to do it. So obviously he might got a plan, but you look at it still,
you
like
know how
you,
to put Peyton Manning in.
But
it hasn't been like that for what, Young? When is the last time the Colts went to the Super Bowl, honestly? That'd be like Jerry. That's like Jerry talking about he know how to put a team together. Like, Jerry, you sound really good. Your teams be really decent. The playoffs is cool. But, Jerry, you have not won a Super Bowl for 30 years. So, you literally don't know how to run a team no more. It's time to let somebody else younger to get in there and let them pull the calls. Jim Irsay, maybe it's time to pass the helm. But we'll see after this one. I cannot wait to see this aftermath. Jeff Saturday is one of us. So, he's a former player. So, I hope the best for him. But, man, I still think it's some bullshit. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to move on topics. Oh, you got some more on it? Go ahead.
Because I'm just in shock still, 2K. I could not imagine. Like you said, I couldn't imagine they call you and say you got a head coaching job. Because, boy, we got a head coaching job. I don't know what the hell they thought this was, man. They got their mind. Bruh, man. And you left me in L.A., bruh. That's what I'm still – I forgot to even – I don't care – how you feel, bro? How you just leave your dog?
I got kids, man.
Man, it's mad. I know. We can still work, bro. You can work.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, who you think the next hot coach is? Who getting fired next?
Who getting fired next?
Man, give me somebody good, man.
I think everybody gonna be pretty much safe this season. Like, I know people saying the Raiders guy or the Arizona guy.
I think Josh McDaniel has at least another year.
Yeah, I think even Cliff though. I don't think they're gonna get rid of him this. I don't think they're gonna do it.
Not so fast, my friend. I think Cliff is on the hot seat, man.
Might be on the hot seat, but I don't think they're gonna do it.
He has way too much talent to be losing the way he's losing.
I don't think they're gonna do it.
Man, Young, like when you got D Hop, man,
D Hop just came back.
You got Robbie, but you got some people that where I'm wondering, 2K, I'm still wondering where are you throwing the ball sometimes. Like if the man is throwing the ball 45 times and you only get Robbie Anderson two looks, that's crazy. That man can help you. It's just amazing, like how they trade. Like, why are you trading for people and not throwing them the ball? Like, I don't know. I don't be getting some of this stuff. And I just honestly believe that you got to look at Cliff's job. If you're not looking at Kingsbury's job right now, then what is the NFL really about? He ain't doing no. That's what I'm saying. The Colts ain't doing except for when the coach had what's the dude name? Phillip Rivers. When he had a legit quarterback, he did really well. Like when he played the revolving doors with all these new quarterbacks, you go get, bruh, they gave the man Matt Ryan. How you expect to get Matt Ryan? They gave the man Carson Wentz last year. Like, this is what I'm saying. The NFL has to check themselves. Like,
they gave who Carson Wentz? Who?
Bro, we're talking about the same Jim Irsay that says he knows how to build a team. This is the same man that went out last year, got Carson Wentz.
I thought it was on the Cardinals, bro.
No, I know, but this but what I'm saying is, no, I'm just, bruh, we was talking about, bruh, leave me alone, bruh. Now you done made me mess up my train of thought. Cause you, bro, cause you don't know. We was talking about the Cardinals, but listen, you had made a point, so I was going there, bruh. Golly, you done made me mess my point up. You know I smoke weed and shit, man. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That good, man.
No, it wasn't that, because we was talking about, listen,
we're talking about Cliff,
that's what I'm saying.
You
no,
got D-Hop
look, okay, no, nah, now it comes back to we was talking about Cliff Kingsbury and putting all these. That's exactly what, thank you for doing that, because we were talking about the Cardinals. But what I'm saying is, like, what I'm saying is these execs, how you give these people so much time? What I was going to get to is Cliff Kingsbury has had Kyler Murray with all these studs down there, and he hasn't done a crap. They start off fast every year and hasn't done anything. The quarter, what I was saying, the coach that just got fired from the Colts, this is how I got there. The man, when he had Phillip Rivers, he did like 11-5 or something like that. They did really good. But then when he had the revolving door of quarterbacks, he hasn't done well. But Jim Irsay says he knows how to build a team, but he got the man Carson Wentz. Then he goes out and gets Matt Ryan. Like, how do you expect this coach to win with those people? I guarantee you, if you give – that's what I'm saying. You give that coach the same opportunity Cliff has got down there with those same players, it's a different story. That's what I'm saying. So Cliff has to be the next person on the hot seat. Yeah, man, you thought I was going to lose my train. Yeah, this man tried me, dog. Came back and bounced on your ass, man.
Yeah, what I'm saying. He probably is on the hot seat, but I don't think they're going to let him go. Like, yeah, you can say D-Hop, but D-Hop just came back. He just came back with the team. So, like,
that man out on the sideline, you know it's some beef there and there's some pressure. So,
yeah, it's some pressure.
You just signed him to a new deal. We know. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see how that go.
Time to let that man go.
Yeah. Shoot, so,
let him go.
So when you on that, so what you think, who you think the better team in the AFC North is, the Ravens or the Bengals?
Ravens. Easy. Ravens? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a Lamar Eugene Jackson fan.
Right.
And they just signed my dog Hammy. So I ain't, listen, I like Lamar, man. It's like when Lamar's back is against the wall, for some reason he knows how to make plays, man. And again, we forget this man's playing on a contract year. And every game this year, he has led at some point. Like, so it's really, I love Lamar. And I love the fact that, you know, that Jim Harbaugh and their organization is willing to do anything that they have to do, i.e. go out, you know, get a Deshaun Jackson or go get somebody else that they need to help win. So I like it. I mean, you know, the Bengals, though, with Joe Burrow, I mean, he's starting to come back within, you know, the Super Bowl Joe that we seen last year. But I don't know. I just like Lamar, man. That dual threat with them legs is crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm going – I think the Bengals –
Bengals, man, like Pac said, the Bengals.
Yeah, I think I'm rocking with them just the way Joe Burrow, he's coming back into form, playing crazy. The way that Joe Mixon is balling right now, crazy. He just had 5 touchdowns. And when we get Ja'Marr Chase back, I keep saying I'm rocking with them on this topic right now. So, Ja'Marr Chase, he get back. T. Higgins stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Boyd, a few weeks ago, had a great game. So, when all them boys clicking together, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. So, right now, I think I'm rocking with them. I'm rocking with, what was his name? Big Boy Joe. Big Boy Joe, man. Free Ghana.
Not your
Free
ordinary
Ghana.
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe
Mixon, man,
and them, them boys playing some ball.
They're playing some ball.
But I mean, we gonna see, because I think that's what obviously one of those two would definitely win that division. I mean, I like the Browns though, only because of their run game. But I mean, obviously, without Deshaun Watson playing right now, I don't like
the Browns then.
Well, I like Deshaun. I like Nick Chubb.
You like the Browns, but you like the Browns to do what?
Nothing. I just all like right, if they had Deshaun Watson. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying. But hey, look, them Browns is like your comeback player of the year. Guess what they did? Guess what your comeback player of the year can't even do?
Well, my boy, listen, he was on the bench. They benched him. He came back in, put up 3-4 touchdowns.
Who?
Who you think?
Man, your boy Baker Mayfield ain't
Baker came it. In, man, he was on the bench. And when they benched the other dude, P.J. Walker, they brought Baker in and they scored like 3-4 times. Yeah. They better stop playing with Baker, man.
Hey, guess who they starting stop. This? Hey, Saban, guess who they starting this week? Not Mayfield, no. Tell you that right now.
Hey, yo, if they were smart, they better go do
ahead
something,
and admit that you shitted on the money with that one. Just go ahead.
Ain't shit on the money, man.
Well, you still trying to ride with that. You know that ain't LeBron cousin no more. You know what I mean? They gave that up.
Man.
Speaking of that, bro, your dog Tunchi say they should have got rid of the former MVP, man. The man just won MVP last year. What's going on? Do you think the Rams and these damn Green Bay cheeseheads is done? Because, bro, listen, the Rams just went to the Super Bowl, bro. They just won the Super Bowl. They cannot, bro, they had what? I don't know how many yards it was, but it was a crazy stat that I just seen that in the fourth quarter, they only had like 6 yards or something total.
Man, I think they're done because I think they're done because when you talk about both of the situations, you talk about the Rams. Like, bro, all they do is throw Cooper Kupp the ball. Like, I'm not saying he's not great and he's not making plays, but at the end of the day, if I'm a defense coordinator, like, okay, we're going to let Cooper Kupp get 15 catches for 150 yards, but they still going to lose. I'll take that all day. You know what I'm saying? No running game at all. None of that. I'll take that all day. And then when you go
Cam on the bench.
You got Cam on the bench. But then when you go to the with Cheeseheads Green Bay, it's like unless they get them some receivers and for them to not get no trades before the trade deadline for receivers, like the receiver, they got Lazard. But they need a receiver, man. Like, I don't think it's A-Rod.
Is that though, 2K? Because people,
you know,
I heard Lil Wayne. You know Lil Wayne, my dog, and he said they should have got rid of 12 before the season started. But is it the 12's
fault?
12,
no, it's not 12's fault, man. Them people are sales. That's why they've been beefing for the longest. That's why A-Rod been beefing with them for the longest.
But why?
Like, come on, bro. Y'all don't want to give him no help. Y'all, hold up. First of all, no. First of all,
why we sign back?
Hold on, wait. We're gonna go before.
You didn't have to sign.
We're gonna go before. Hold up. We're gonna go before free agency. Hold up. We're gonna go before free agency. We're gonna go to NFL draft. What did y'all do to help him out? Nothing. We're gonna go to free agency. What do you do to help him out? Nothing. We're gonna go before the trade deadline. What do you do to help him out? Nothing. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they coach get fired or they GM or something.
Right. Now, you're right, because this is something that they have been experiencing for the last couple years. They brought back Randall Cobb a couple years ago or even last year, talking about it's a familiar target for him. No, I get it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You let Devontae Sain get out of there. I don't know how. I get it.
Going
that
regardless.
They don't know how much – you know, A-Rod's going to be around there or not. I get it. But, bro, the fact that you have the two-time – well, he was back-to-back, right, MVP. Didn't he win back-to-back MVPs, if I'm not mistaken?
I ain't sure.
Didn't he just win last year? A-Rod was MVP last year, and I think he was the – so we're talking about a back-to-back MVP, right? And you don't go get him no help. There's no way that if – in my mind, if I am him, and even if I want to – in my career with a Green Bay and say, hey, this is what I want to do because I think nobody does that anymore. If either I retire or I just – I know you say go get the money, but no, I can't go play for a team where I know I'm going to be miserable all year knowing I could have signed with somebody else and could have been balling. There's no way I do that unless maybe I'm just selfish and like, hey, I like getting all this money myself. I don't know. But, hey, listen, A-Rod, you did it to yourself. You knew – signing back with them, you just lost Devontae Sain. You knew signing back with them that there wasn't no help. Like,
no,
so
he
that's
signed
all
back before.
I can't really blame the organization.
Right.
I mean, the organization they have shown you that they're not going to get you any help. And
no,
you
signed back. He signed back before Devontae left. He signed back, then they tried to get Devontae. Devontae left, but they probably told him that they was going to do these things and they didn't do it. That's why I say somebody gonna pay for this at the end of the season. I'm telling you, I see it.
I cannot wait to see. There's gonna be a lot of coaching changes. There's gonna be some. I dare somebody to try to trade Aaron Rodgers. I dare you to trade Aaron Rodgers. Because you will be sitting there with, you know, the little, the brown stuff on your face, and you're going to be sitting there mad as hell.
Come on, bring A-Rod up to the Titans, man.
Tennessee, right. Bring A-Rod to the Titans. We'll
bring A-Rod to the Titans, man.
With King Henry? Man, that'd be something special. I'll tell you that. That'd
be crazy. Yeah, so when you saying that, like, tell me what's your top five teams. Rank them from your field. You could go first to fifth or fifth out to first. What's your five?
In my top five NFL teams right now?
Yeah.
I got to go Buffalo number one. Yes, they had a horrible showing with the Jets right now, but I'm sorry. It still took everything, and it took an unbelievable great game, and it took Josh to have a not-so-good game for them to, you know, lose. I'm sorry. I've got to put Buffalo right there. They just know how to play some ball. With that being said, I'm going to go the Eagles. I like the Eagles. I just don't feel like they've been really tested yet. I like the Eagles. That's, we'll just say the Eagles. I like the Ravens because of Lamar.
So Buffalo is number one team. Eagles number two. Ravens are number three. It's top five.
Bro, I can do that. Tell me what I can do on my list. Bro, you lucky.
Bro, it's top five. Bro, it's top five.
All right. So I'm going Eagles.
So Buffalo. It's not Buffalo. Okay. Eagles,
one. Buffalo. My cousin Kurt. Yeah. Shirtless Kurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going Eagle, my cousin Kurt. No, Eagles, Bills, Eagles. My cousin Kirk. And then I got to go. I'm going to go Lamar Eugene Jack. I got to go Lamar Eugene Jackson in the Ravens. And then I'm going to go my Titans. I like my Titans. I just don't like the Chiefs. The Chiefs are good, man, and they should probably be in there somewhere. But I don't know. Just seeing after seeing, like, if you can really scheme up well, which Vrabel always does against Patrick Mahomes, you see his weaknesses. But you also see, like, when you let him just run around back there without no type of spy, he'll hurt you every time. So, and I also see that he's hurting Cheetah. I don't care what nobody says, but that Cheetah, he's missing Cheetah. I knew he would.
Okay.
Who's your top five?
My top five, I'm going my number one. No, I'm going to start for number five and go up to number one. My 15, I'm going Cowboys. I'm going with the Cowboys. My number 14, I'm going Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Number 3, I'm going Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Number 2, I'm going Vikings, Kurt.
Yeah, my cousin.
And number 1, I'm going Eagles.
I told you that offense is crazy, huh?
Number 1, I'm going Eagles.
I ain't mad at that. But you got my cousin Kurt in there. Shirtless Kurt, how you feel about my dog on that plane going crazy?
Man, Kurt doing his thing, man. That boy got swag.
You know what's crazy, though? It's all fun and games right now, but boy, you know, if anything happened, he going to be a meme later on. So live it up, Kurt.
Live it up. Like I'm saying, that's first half of the season. Still got the second half, so we'll see where it go. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Shout out my dog, Justin Fields, man. You had an unbelievable game, man. They've been trying to dog you. They've been wanting you to, you know, turn. How much you need to turn into a tight end or a receiver or something like that. Bruh, I give you some flowers, boy. That 178 yards rushing or whatever you did as a quarterback, man, listen, keep doing your thing. Do not let them change you, man. Keep making plays, bruh, because you definitely belong right where you are, man.
Yeah, that'd be it. Just a field shout out to you. You killed me in fantasy this week, man. But man, yeah, you get your flowers.
Just like seven out there, man.
That was up, man. Like, keep doing your thing. Keep the haters out, man, and you get your flowers, man.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
This is always fun, man. You already know.
You dig? Smash and dash. We out this joint. You dig?
Downtown, we live.